You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Today is Tuesday, September 8th. What to know today about the latest COVID-19 trend and what President Trump is accused of saying about fallen service members and how he's now defending himself. Also, extreme weather, from heat waves to wildfires to an extreme cold front, all happening in the U.S. today. Plus, the player favored to win the U.S. Open is now disqualified. We'll tell you why. The U.S. box office is put to the test, and British taxpayers are getting their money back from two former royals. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, American public health experts say they're watching a worrisome trend in coronavirus statistics. Reuters reports new COVID-19 cases are now rising in 22 states. Compare that to about 3 weeks ago, when cases were going up in only three states. The other difference now is most of the states with an upswing are in the less populated parts of the Midwest and South. But overall, South Dakota is seeing the biggest increase. Over the last 2 weeks, the state saw a 126% rise in new cases. Health officials have blamed, in part, a motorcycle rally that brought hundreds of thousands of bikers to Sturgis, South Dakota. Meanwhile, in heavily populated states like California, Florida, and Texas, the number of new infections is finally going down. Of course, with all that said, many health experts say the Labor Day weekend could change how this pandemic is shaking out for the U.S. Looking back, they blamed a July spike, at least in part, on big gatherings held over Memorial Day weekend. And this time around, Labor Day gatherings are around the same time kids are heading back to school. So they're keeping an eye out for big spikes around the country in the coming weeks. Right now, the U.S. averages about 44,000 new COVID-19 cases and about 1,000 new deaths every day. One clear bright spot, though, is in New York, where Governor Cuomo says the infection rate has stayed below 1% for 1 month now, though he still says New Yorkers should keep their guards up. New controversy surrounding President Trump over the weekend, one about alleged comments he made, the other about a policy decision. So first, an article from The Atlantic cited several sources who say they heard the president make fun of American troops who were captured or killed. According to that article, Trump complained to his staff about having to visit a cemetery in 2018, saying it was, quote, filled with losers, and he reportedly called the Marines buried there suckers for getting killed. Other news outlets confirmed various aspects of that report. A senior Pentagon official confirmed some comments to the Associated Press, and a former senior White House official confirmed them to Fox News. Another official told the Washington Post Trump would call veterans and fallen service members losers all the time, and it certainly wasn't just ahead of that cemetery visit. But President Trump is strongly pushing back, calling it, quote, totally false. He specifically said the Atlantic sources were lowlifes, and he called on the Fox News reporter who confirmed it to be fired. Also getting a lot of attention and facing some backlash, President Trump's decision to cancel anti-racism training within the federal government. The director of the White House's Office of Management and Budget said President Trump told him to make sure federal agencies stop using taxpayer dollars to pay for racial sensitivity training sessions. The memo described the trainings as propaganda that is divisive and un-American. Though one attorney who's worked on diversity training for the federal government in the past says they are not divisive at all. He told the Washington Post they're meant to improve morale and cooperation, and by increasing a diversity of perspectives, they can ultimately improve efficiency. But others are praising the move from the White House. President Trump retweeted more than 20 messages from people who support his decision. Either way, all the trainings are now being reevaluated. California wildfires have now burned a record 2 million acres so far in 2020. That's 3,300 square miles. And even though it's only September, that breaks a record for the most California land scorched in a single year. Right now, one of the most out-of-control fires is burning in central California, in the Sierra National Forest northeast of Fresno. It's not clear yet what started it, but firefighters say about 3,000 buildings in the area are now threatened, along with several popular campsites. In fact, more than 200 people who were camping there had to be airlifted to safety over the weekend. Thankfully, they all survived, but a few of them had broken bones and burns. Another wildfire is burning through San Bernardino County, east of Los Angeles. Fire officials say that one was sparked by a gender reveal party. Apparently, they used a pyrotechnic device. You may have seen this kind of device before. It's sometimes used to release blue or pink smoke to announce the gender of a baby before the mom gives birth. Well, now thousands of people who live nearby have had to evacuate. Overall, there are more than 14,000 firefighters working to get the fires under control. What's not helping, though? A record-breaking heat wave. The National Weather Service says temperatures reached 121 degrees Sunday in parts of Los Angeles County. Meanwhile, other parts of the country are bracing for record cold temps this week. A cold front is moving down the middle of the U.S. from the Dakotas all the way down to Texas. Denver is in for the most dramatic swing. The city's high temperature was 99 degrees on Sunday, and today the high is expected to be only 37. That's right, more than 60 degrees cooler than it was over the weekend. Okay, so instead of a sponsor today, we are celebrating 3 years of the Newsworthy podcast. 3 years ago, I launched the first episode believing a show like this could be helpful, but not really knowing if it would succeed. I am so happy to say this amazing community of listeners and our hardworking team behind the scenes have both continued to grow over the last 3 years. I am so grateful to each of you for trusting us and for tuning in each day and sharing the show with friends and family so we can continue to grow. Also, a huge thanks to the Newsworthy Insiders for supporting us monthly. It all helps to make the Newsworthy possible. So to celebrate, we are doing a little giveaway as a thank you. We'll be giving away prizes from three of our fabulous sponsors. The winner will get a free Castle-grade mask, which is registered with the FDA as an N95, two boxes of Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier, plus a pouch of their Energy Multiplier, and finally, your choice scent of Native deodorant. It's a value worth more than $100. To enter, simply find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod, then tag three friends in the comments of our post that will go up this morning celebrating 3 years and mention why you listen to the show. Sticking with our theme of three, you have 3 days to enter. That's today through Thursday. Thanks again for listening and supporting the show, and good luck. Now back to the news. A surprise winner took the crown at the Kentucky Derby. The horse Authentic won the iconic race at Churchill Downs, and this was considered an upset. Remember, the fan favorite Tis the Law won the Belmont Stakes in June, but it was Authentic who pulled away in the final stretch this time, so there will be no Triple Crown this year, which only happens if the same horse wins all three Triple Crown races. The last remaining Triple Crown race is the Preakness Stakes. That happens in Baltimore on October 3rd. Speaking of sports, tennis star Novak Djokovic is out of the U.S. Open. He got disqualified Sunday after he hit a ball in frustration that ended up hitting a line judge in the throat. Fortunately, she was ultimately okay, but it was the end of the U.S. Open for Djokovic. He was the favorite to win the men's singles title, so now it's anyone's game. For the women, America's biggest star is still in. Serena Williams beat Maria Sakkari yesterday to advance to the U.S. Open quarterfinals. Facebook apparently wants to pay people to log off social media ahead of the 2020 election. Screenshots from a Washington Post reporter show the company is offering up to $120 for select people to deactivate their Facebook or Instagram accounts. It's all for research. Facebook wants to see how social media impacts attitudes and behaviors during elections. As part of the experiment, select people will be paid to sign off Facebook or Instagram for 1 week. Others will be asked to sign off for 6 weeks. Some will even be offline through the November election. Then they'll be asked to complete a survey before they reactivate their accounts. No word yet on how Facebook is recruiting participants, and it'll be a while before the findings come out. Facebook says it plans to publish the results of this experiment sometime next year. T-Mobile is giving free internet to millions of households. The wireless carrier says it wants to make sure home internet access is not a barrier to a child's education. So it came up with a Project 10 Million. It will give eligible households 100 gigabytes of data a year and a free mobile hotspot for 5 years. The company says in most cases, this will be available to students who qualify for free or reduced price lunch. Individual schools or entire school districts can apply on behalf of students. Parents or guardians can apply as well. They just have to fill out a form, which we've linked to in today's show notes. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have squared up an old debt. The AP reports the couple repaid British taxpayers about £2.5 million. That equals about $3.2 million American dollars. That's how much it cost British taxpayers to renovate the couple's home in England before Harry and Meghan gave up their royal duties and moved to California. Speaking of the royals, Queen Elizabeth has turned one of her estates into a drive-in movie theater. Later this month, she'll open up the grounds of her Sandringham estate for people to watch movies like Toy Story, Bohemian Rhapsody, and The Greatest Showman. More Americans stepped back into movie theaters over Labor Day weekend. They were drawn in by the first major pandemic-era movie release, Christopher Nolan's Tenet. Over the weekend, the movie brought in more than $20 million in North America. CNBC reports that's the biggest domestic opening since the pandemic impacted the industry in March. Still, it is far below what it could have been. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. Today's trivia question is, who were the first two humans to walk on the moon? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted on Instagram Stories, so find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along. And of course, while you're there, don't forget to take part in our giveaway to celebrate 3 years of The Newsworthy. And as for last week's trivia question, September comes from the Latin word septem, which means what? The answer is 7. Yes, even though we know September as the ninth month of the year, the word comes from the Latin root septem because in the original Roman calendar, September was the 7th month of the year. Shout out to Pat H., Diana K., Alana H., and everyone who played along on Instagram. And that's it for today. Thanks again for making these 10 minutes part of your daily routine. If you are new here, be sure to subscribe or follow in your podcast app so you can easily find new episodes. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow morning. Until then, have a great day.